Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone, to Breaking News Journal. Today, we're going to have some breaking news. Right now, we're going to report out of Washington, D.C. from the Daily Mail that 6 people are dead and 12 injured after 2 gunmen go into a rampage on the Washington Naval Yard. Shooters were shot dead after a 3-hour manhunt. Okay, the report says that that at least 1 gunman opened fire this morning at the Washington Naval Yards in Washington, D.C. U.S. Naval has confirmed 6 people are dead and 12 injured in the mass shooting. A senior naval officer says a suspect is dead, and the police and FBI in the Capitol have said that there could be 2 other gunmen dressed in military fatigues. So everyone out there is more information out there. Please, this was updated about 15 minutes ago. They actually did an update on it, and I just want you guys to know about it. Pray about this family, the family of these people that are having to confront an awful issue like this. Today we are going to have our pastor, Dr. Brian, and Tara Lewis on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio with us today, and we're going to talk about their brand, but I wanted to bring that breaking news to you. I don't know if they're with us today, but we're going to find out in just a second. Hello, Tara or Brian, are you with us? Not yet, huh? Okay, hold on. We're going to see if you guys are with us or still. I know you're calling in, Brian or Tara, or if you're with us, let us know. I have all the phones open. But in the meantime, we had Dr. Brian and Tara on Racial Harmony Live last week, and those of you who missed the program, it really was a good program because they talked about this program, how they were treated on the air, on the set, and things like that, and the fact that they still love in spite of things that may have happened to them. But in the midst of all the things that they were confronted with, they have been, God has opened so many doors for them, and we wanted them to share that with us today. And so we are waiting for them to call. And I just sent a mail over to Brian, and he said that they will be on in just a second, so I know that they will be with us. In the meantime, I want to ask all of you to definitely be praying for the families of the naval base. It seems like that they're on the naval base, just like when I used to work for the United States Air Forces, that they have civilian employees as well as military employees. We want to make sure that we keep their families in prayer. We have to know that whenever something like this happens, the first thing we need to do is start praying, and not, you know, just like the situations that happened in the schools recently, where you know there were gunmen coming in, especially down in Georgia. I made sure that we got that information up on the Breaking News Journal Facebook page, and keeping an eye on what's happening. And that information was sent to us from DaCosta Odom in Atlanta. And that's the kind of thing that we do here on Breaking News Journal. We have the Racial Harmony Live, where we get into racial issues, and at the same time we cover things that we're doing to make a difference in our society. On Breaking News Journal, what we do is make sure that if we have a breaking news story that happens, we actually get that information out to you as soon as possible, and so that so you'll be aware of it. And a lot of times the information that we give, which I know today this information is something that everybody is going to have, about what happened on the naval base, and I ask you all to keep updated on it. But don't rely so much on your regular broadcast news or CNN or any of the rest of them. Make sure that you do your research to find out exactly what happened in a case, because a lot of times people report different things and people get all riled up about things, and sometimes it ends up not being what we think that the story is about. So make sure you do that. Today, over the weekend, as we're waiting for Brian and Tara to call in, over the weekend,
Are you kidding?
Are you there?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were there. I asked
you. We've been
there.
Here. You asked if we were here. We said we're here.
We said we're here.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
that's
glad
okay.
You spoke up.
We were here 59 seconds before the show started.
Yeah, are you kidding?
No, I'm not here, Dennis. I didn't know if I had to call back in.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't want you to call back in. Anyway, you know what? Just for that, you get extra time.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, you know, you guys are the dynamic duo. I've been paying attention to you guys' videos this weekend. You guys rock. Let me tell you, the Lewis brand is out of this world. And I was looking at A Phenomenal Life today, and then Tara, your fitness programs and stuff like that. I want you guys to talk about the business side of what you're doing, because you guys already have a brand. I mean, my God, this is almost a dynasty.
Well, we're working towards that. As far as the MomFit brand, I'm definitely the face on the MomFit brand, but Dr. Lewis is definitely the hands-on kind of guy that's making it all look good, all the social media.
I'm the beauty behind it.
And you're handsome, too.
I know that's right. Amen. Well, really, our goal with MomFit is to eventually be in production with products and making things like DVDs available, our book. We do have a book, but also, you know, making it widespread so that more people are downloading it, or, you know, and then also I have one in the works that I'd like to get out there, MomFit for Life book for moms, you know, on how to maintain their fitness after having children. So we're working on our brand.
And the MomFit Minute, which is like, at this point, if you go on the YouTube, you can see about five of them. It's just a minute, but Tara gives you like three exercises to do in a minute, and we're hoping to maybe do something where that could be a podcast or something that's attached to like a national broadcast where, you know, it's just a minute and women can
be inspired,
watch it and
motivated,
glean and have their workout for the day.
Well, see, that's
and we also
be
have
really
a book
good.
Called, yeah, we also have a book called Fit, Fine, and Fabulous, Reshape Your Lives from the Inside Out, and that's available. You can download that on iTunes, and we re-released it right after the sisterhood, so if anybody wants to reshape themselves basically from the inside spiritually and then to the physical, we believe it first starts with the spiritual, with your relationship with Christ, and your faith in him, and then, you know, it works itself into the exterior.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Did you both meet each other in the fitness arena? Because both of you are fit and fabulous.
We did. He spotted me first in the gym in Los Angeles in Venice Beach, and we met in the gym.
I saw Tara the day she signed up at the gym, and she was fine. And I found out who her personal trainer was, and I was like, well, I knew she would work out on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m., so I made sure that I was there, and I mustered up enough courage because, you know, Tara's pretty striking, and even at 25, I mean, she was a very striking woman, so, you know, I had to really get all my thoughts together before I went up to her, because I probably would have, you know, lost my mind just looking at her. But we talked and we went to breakfast that morning, and then basically the rest is history. We got married 2 months and 20 days later, and we've been married for nearly 17 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys, the story is almost like ours. We got married after 5 months, and after 5 months,
wow,
and we've been married for almost 34 years.
My
praise
God,
the Lord.
That's amazing.
You got us beat. You're double.
You know, that's okay,
incredible.
Because you guys are the vibrant ones now. We're getting old.
Oh.
Well, you still sound vibrant.
Yes.
You're still young.
In the Lord, definitely, you know. Listen, the people that you guys have used to do your promo stuff has been phenomenal. I mean, you guys,
wow.
I was like, dang, who's doing their work? Because of all the special information that I've seen, I mean, as far as people promoting their TV shows or whatever is happening, I think you guys are really up there in the top two.
Well, we were blessed to have some people from our ministry in Los Angeles who were, like, you know, graduated from film school and were able to put some things together. And then we actually worked with professional organizations to do, like, the Mom Fit and certain things. So, I mean, we've always had professional people. I mean, you know, our television broadcast for Phenomenal Life Today, that's in a professional studio with professional staff. So there's expense that has to go into it. There's some things that I'm able to do, you know, on the sly, you know. And,
like what? You got to give me your secrets. Now, what do you do on the sly?
Well, you know, maybe when I put a video up, I try to get the right image that might draw attention. I mean, you know, today social media is so important, and brand awareness is so important, and how you present yourself is so important, and it has to be cutting edge, and it has to look contemporary. And so, I mean, I put a lot of, you know, the gifts and abilities that God has given me for visual and creative into the process.
Well, you know, I think that you do an absolutely wonderful job. How did you guys come up? You know, I was looking at when you guys were doing, Dr. Brian knows this because we were talking about the Festival of Feasts when I sent him an email, but I was noticing the endearment that you had, Tara, when Dr. Brian would be talking about his subject, whatever God had given him, the
right.
subject that he was talking about, you just looked at him with endearment, and there's something that wives in the ministry should do to their husbands, and I saw it all over when he was ministering on Phenomenal Life Today. And Dr.
Aww.
Brian, you are absolutely you. I mean you, Dr. Brian, you really you the way you put the humor in. Talking about something
right.
so serious. That was,
right.
I, you know, this is the way you minister today. I think that's the way you get the attention of people today.
Well, you know, the thing is this, the Bible says laughter does good like a medicine, and
Amen.
There is healing power in humor. And I find that so many of us have the same issues and the same problems,
mm-hmm.
and yet sometimes we're not inclined to listen unless somebody does grab our attention, like you're saying. So, I feel like humor, joke, the best kind of humor for me sometimes when I'm relating with people is something from my past that was very painful at the time,
mm-hmm.
but now I can look back on it and laugh. And I think that in a marriage, because our ministry is primarily geared towards marriages and families, that people need to be able to identify with you and realize that you went through some real struggles, you know, through some real valleys, but you're able to come out of it. You're able to glean what the Lord wanted you to glean so you can help other people and kind of laugh about the struggle, you know, when you're on the other side. It's easier to laugh at a valley when you're on the mountaintop. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. Yeah. I appreciate the compliment, and I seem to get recognized quite often about what, you know, my endearment and listening to him. But, you know, to like be candid, what I realize is from years ago being in a church, I had observed my first lady, if you will, or my pastor's wife, and she didn't give him that endearment, and it bothered me, it grieved me, and it actually hurt my heart because I thought, no matter what's going on in the home, I see you not caring or paying attention, or, you know, I don't want to say enthralled, but like really,
yeah.
you know, into listening to what your husband is ministering. It makes me wonder if this thing is true for you guys.
Mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm.
never wanted to convey that. I want people to see us and know that there is a connection between he and I, and there's a connection of what he's speaking about, that I too am in agreement with him. And because I had that heart, I believe God gave me a sensitivity to really listen to my husband, to really receive from him, not just be there to be a support, meaning like I'm here because you're, you know, I'm your wife, but the support of the word or the support of what he's expressing is more important to me than, you know, maybe an argument before we got there, or maybe I'm not happy with some things, because I know that people are watching and people really look to see, is this thing real between the two of them?
Yes, because they're looking for something real. They're looking for something real, and it's like, so they're going to watch every single thing. Boy, I mean, they have some sharp eyes, too.
Exactly.
Well, the thing is this, is that, you know, this is not an exact science, what I'm about to say, but you can tell a lot about a man of God if he's married and has a family by how his wife and his children relate to him, especially when he's preaching. It's like either they're like, he doesn't really believe what he's saying, or they support him. And I think, you know, I know that my wife is a tremendous support and really allows me to kind of take the lead as it relates to Phenomenal Life Today. And when I say take the lead, you know, in our generation today, a lot of times it's hard for the woman to allow that man and to give him the space that he needs to be the head, to be the lead, and, you know, to be able to walk in the responsibility that God has given him. And I'm not trying to come against a lot of women, because I know there's a lot of strong women. I don't want people to write you or anything. But,
no,
you know, when we talk about to submit to one,
No, no, go ahead. Finish.
When we talk about submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord, our submission to our husband and even our wives comes out of our love and our respect for God. I want to please God, therefore I'm going to take my rightful position in my relationship with my wife or my husband. As a wife, I'm going to respect my husband, I'm going to respect his decisions, and I'm going to follow him as he follows Christ. As a husband, I'm going to sacrifice my life, my emotions, and all that I am to make sure that my wife becomes all that she's supposed to become, and vice versa, because there is a mission that God has for us, and we're going to submit to it, both of us. We're going to come under the mission. And when you realize that the husband does have a greater responsibility and an authority, whether you're in a marriage together or ministry together or even making some final decisions, it doesn't mean that you discount your wife at all, because she could be a very strong and positive influence in your life, a tremendous sounding board, and a tremendous wisdom and counsel to you. You have to work together. You have to work hand in hand in tandem. And the marriage is so much like the relationship between the Father and the Son, or Christ and the church. And you have to work together if you're to fulfill the purposes of God.
You're absolutely right. And you know what?
Amen.
I saw the that means that you have confidence in each other. Not only that, in confidence in God, that, you know, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to feel threatened by anything that's going on out in the world, because you're confident in the Lord and you're confident in each other. And that's what I saw in Tara. And that, I'm so glad you said that, Tara, because I've seen a lot of, I think if I was in a position where what you saw with your minister, wife, I don't think I'd go to church that Sunday. I just wouldn't go to church if I felt that I wasn't going to be respectful, or that somebody was going to be watching me, because they're always watching.
Right. Well, if we can't succeed in this in leaders, how are we going to inspire other people when they come and their marriages are broke down, busted, they're about ready to divorce each other, they're, you know, at their wit's end and they don't know what to do? They need to be able to draw on the fact that we've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and we're not going back anymore. And we attribute all of it not to self-help and man's help, but we know about the grace of God. We know about pleading the blood. We know about casting out demons of division and schism and contention. We know about praying for ourselves and, Lord, help me, you know, set a watch over my mouth and a guard over my lips, and help me not to say the things that would cause my wife to get angry, you know. Help change me. If you are in a marriage and you are not praying to be changed so that you're a better person, then you probably will not have a successful marriage.
Right.
Each person has to change. When you take two different lives and put them together, you are in a process of becoming one. You're not ever going to reach that point. So you're going to have to always grow and grow and grow and grow in the things of God until you get to a place where Tara and I are, where you know, the arguments don't last that long anymore, and you just wind up and just give in. And it's not because you feel like you're losing anything. See, this is the thing. When we fight and we argue in marriages, we want to win. But if somebody wins, then somebody loses. And see, the Bible says that there's a way that seems right in a man's eyes, but in the end it leads to death, and you don't want to destroy your marriage. Another thing, when you're fighting, contending, arguing, this is the fact. This is the truth. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to get away from each other. You're fighting with each other because you want to connect with each other. You're fighting because you so desperately want the other person to understand you, validate you, approve of you, affirm of you. But you're both in your flesh when you're arguing and contending. And so the thing is that when you're in a fight, you really got to look at all the aspects. What's the devil doing here? What are my physiological responses? Why am I? What's the why behind the what? I know I'm manifesting right now, but why? And so you got to ask yourself all these questions. What is it about what's going on with my wife or my husband right now that's causing me to? Why do I feel the hurt that I feel? Because many times what you argue about is just the superficial stuff. You're not really dealing with the real issue that's causing you to manifest. And so Tara and I have really gotten to a place where we can get to those issues. She give me the sign she's about to fight with me right now. Tell me I'm taking too long.
No, she's not
going to
fight with you.
I'm going to take as long as I need.
You know what? I do have a question about that, because I wanted to, and this is for people out there, because what is it about men, Dr. Brian, they love this fabulous woman, and then they get married to that fabulous woman, and then they try to break her down? What makes a man do that?
Well, there's a lot of issues. I mean, one, if they don't have someone to a mentor and someone to model Christ-like behavior from. But remember, when you are in the courting stage and the beginning stage and the dating stage, everything's perfect. You're on your best behavior. You're going to grace each other. And I think that's what happens. You stop extending grace to each other, and you stop treating each other the way that Christ wants you to treat one another, tenderhearted, loving, kind, patient. You stop forgiving one another. You're like holding each other. And then when there are unfulfilled issues in your own life, sometimes you begin to take them out on somebody else, the blame game. Oh, it's your fault. I should have never married you. And, oh, you don't look the same way you looked, you know, 20 years ago. And, you know, I mean, it's all of the self-talk and all the stuff that the enemy comes against, you know, your mind with, and maybe some of the defeat that you faced. And so, like I said, you're trying to put it on the other person. And so you don't treat them like the queen that they are, instead of being thankful. Like, I'm thankful. Tara and I have been married 17 years. She looks as beautiful as she does the day that I saw her join the gym. I mean, she still elicits passion in my loins, let me just tell you. And I am thankful, because I know that she is the God-ordained woman for my life. I would not be where I am today without my wife. I mean, she has stood with me through thick and thin. She has been with me through crazy. She's been here to see me become the man of God that I am, and without her in my life, I wouldn't have the relationship with Christ I have, because, one, her crazy has driven me into prayer, fasting, seeking God, and vice versa. And we thank each other for each other. We know that God has brought godly offspring through us, and he's doing some great and miraculous things, and I would not have purpose and destiny without her. The two become one. You know, we fulfill purpose and destiny together.
Amen.
Amen. I was going to ask you, Tara, now you have the fitness part of what you have, and the fact that I want you to answer two questions. What Dr. Brian was saying from a woman's standpoint, what women need to do, as well as, you know, your fitness thing, and how the physical thing is something that you want to keep intact as much as possible, you know, should your body start breaking down and whatever for your husband or whatever.
So the question is?
Just
on the heels of, you mean, like, how important is that?
Pastor Brian was talking about the men and how, you know, how women, you know, men need to respect their wives and stuff like that. And, you know, and listen to him, what is it that you say to women, you know, that they need to do in order to be respectful and to keep their bodies together, too? I mean, in the sense of, you know how women can sometimes get married and then all of a sudden they just let their whole bodies go.
Right. Well, I think first, you know, the primary focus for, you know, when you're dealing with, well, based off the question that you asked my husband and, you know, men no longer treat them a certain way, I think for women, some, you know, obviously there can be a host of reasons, but I think women tend to let themselves go once they get a man, once they get married. And some of it is because they feel like, okay, I got what I want. And, you know, most women are looking to be, you know, for companionship and that best friend, but also provision and things like that. And so once they feel somewhat comfortable, I think that's when women tend to let their guards down in regards to their outward appearance, because then you have this feminist mentality, take me the way I am. But when you get married and things change, you still have the same mentality. But when you, before you were married, it was like, I got to look good, I got to be fine, I got to, you know, have all my hair and everything done to attract someone. Well, I think that the focus has to be that you still want that to be a part of the marriage, but primarily you want to respect your husband and respect yourself so that, you know, even when he's acting crazy, that you they still have a level of respect for you because you respect him. You know what I mean? Like,
I
so I think that it's a, in terms of the question that you asked my husband and about fitness, it's a twofold thing. Like, you can look great on the outside, but if you just totally disregard your husband and disrespect him, then he's probably still, you know, unless he's, like, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit and walking closely with God, is going to in some way disparage you or make you feel bad or, you know, be coarse towards you. So I think that you have to really love yourself. You have to love being love your marriage, and you have to focus on the fact that God has given you a marriage, and thereby you got to take care of what God has given you. You know, it's the question that you asked is huge because there's so many little points.
I know so
it.
Many variations. I know. I'm so sorry. Sometimes I just get into these weird questions. But listen, the children, they're the next generation of your brand. And they are just as photogenic as you guys are. They are just as beautiful as you guys are. And it's like, how do they take the industry?
Well, I think Trevor, you know, he's 14. He's going to be 15. I think that he's at the point where he's just kind of taking it. I mean, he was on the sisterhood, and he did the Christian bar mitzvah, and part of it was a little hurtful because of how some of the cast members had ridiculed it. So he's kind of taking it with a, you know, with a grain of salt. He's taking it. He's walking very cautiously, and I think that he does kind of want to show people that he's grown and he's taller than his mom and dad now, and he's this handsome young man.
He's taller than you guys since I last saw you guys in
Yeah, he's
in
taller. He plays football. He's very handsome. You know, I went to our other son's football game on Saturday and saw Trevor talking to three girls at one time, and I thought, oh my gosh, help me, Lordy. But I think, you know, Trevor, he's in this stage of his life where he's really coming into a, you know, his manhood and testing, you know, where he is, feeling out where he is. So I think that he probably will approach, you know, the new show and certain things just a little more cautious, where, like, Trexton, this guy is, he's probably made for TV. I mean, he just, he's got the attitude, the swag, you know, he loves it. He loves all of that. And I think the same with Tahari. She's just, like, to me, America's a little sweetheart. And she was saying to me just the other day how she was studying something about a moth, and they were bluish green, and I said, oh, so they were black and Jewish, like bluish, and she was like, that's a good joke, you know. And so she gets it, and she's funny, and she just, they add so much joy to our lives. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. See, so you guys are teaching, are you guys teaching them to be little producers? Because when they come on Breaking News Journal TV channel and stuff, they're going to be little producers, you know. I mean, that's like, I love to see kids creative and doing a lot of things, because they're our future. And, you know, they're not, that's one of the things about what we're doing with the Breaking News Journal channel, is that we want to be that, give that creativity. You know, you don't have to worry about that, whether you're on the program for 30 minutes or 33 minutes or 35 minutes or 40 minutes because that's what God has given to you. And when you guys are on, I don't want you guys worried about time. Do what God tells you
right.
to do. That's all I'm concerned
right.
about. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and so
right.
this is the thing. This is where we are now. It's like God has given us something, and he gave it to us for you guys. Not just, it's not for us because I like staying behind the scenes to do a lot of things, but he's doing it so that people out there can see that the body of Christ can be professional, they can be sharp, they can be
Amen.
Fit, they can be all these different things, and it's something that we don't see a lot of out there. You know, you still got the 700 Club and the PTL Club doing the same things they were doing 40 or 50 years ago, you know, and it's like times have changed, and we've got to change with it. So here we are. We're the new generation of making sure certain things are getting done, and I am just honored to be, you know, be a part of what you guys are doing and you guys be a part of what we're doing, and I love those kids, and, boy, we're going to do some wonderful stuff together. God is really going to be opening some doors and stuff, and I'm just so glad that you guys are a part of the things that we're all doing in the body of Christ, not necessarily the channel, too, because we're watching you guys. You guys are an example, you know, of what production and doing programs and getting prepared on the business side of what's going on today. This is something. This is a glance into media that a lot of people would never ever find out about or know about. So we just thank you for being able to share that. Give us information on how any people can get in touch with you.
Well, I mean, if you want to get our professional websites, you can go to phenomenallife.tv or momfit4life.com, or you can just Google Brian and Tara Lewis, and everything will come up for you, social media and videos and images, and you can just, you know, lose yourself in all that is, you know.
And
Brian
there
and
is
Tara
a
Lewis.
Lot. You guys have done a lot. Oh, Tara, you know what? Before we end the program, I want to ask you something. There was something about you were doing something. I saw something about contests that you're doing. Are you doing contests for women who are for modeling or something like that?
You know, that was when we were in Los Angeles, and that's something that is not being, you know, you probably stumble upon it being promoted at this time. But hopefully when the new show airs and MomFit gets a lot of exposure and time, and, you know, we can kind of launch it, like, even in a greater way where, you know, people are fans and people are really interested in the brand and being connected to it. So,
Well, that's gonna be
in the near future.
Wonderful. Yeah, it is, because you guys got so many things. You're just going to have your own channel. You know, this is, I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you guys got
Amen.
So much going on, and that's a wonderful thing. That's where we have to be and everything. So I just saw that, and I said, oh, wow, this is really nice. The layout was absolutely wonderful and everything. So, you know, you guys are You're headed in the right direction.
In the right
thankful.
Direction.
Yes. Yeah, and God is doing a wonderful thing in your life. If there's anything else that you want to say, you can go ahead and say it now, and if not, we'll just end the program.
Thank you for having us on.
Well, we just want, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the people who, one, you know, lost their lives today, and families. You know, I was telling Tara, somebody woke up this morning, didn't know today was going to be their last day alive. And so I just want to, you know, one, we want to pray for the families and whether it's spouses or children or parents that lost somebody today unexpectedly. And, you know, we just pray that everyone that was killed, that they were saved, you know, and that they're with the Father at this point. And I think that when we see things like this, we realize that, you know, the devil's time is short, so he's really being very bold in what he does and how he attacks. And I think that we can't take our lives for granted, so we have to thank God for every day and pray his hedge of protection around ourselves and our loved ones.
Yes.
And really, you know, use this time as a sobering moment. We can't let ourselves be desensitized by the movies and media and entertainment and think, you know, this is just nothing. Because I told Tara, I said, this seems like a movie the way it went down and everything.
Right.
But we can't allow it to be like that. We have got to give our lives to Jesus.
Yeah.
And we've got to commit our lives into his hands so that we know that if our lives are taken from us,
required.
Because we know not the day nor the hour, that our soul will be required of us, that we are in relationship with him so that we know we can spend an eternity with him.
Yes.
So whoever's listening right now and you've been on the fence and you're not sure whether or not you want to give your life to Jesus, just make that decision today. Just say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, and I was wrong, and I'm sorry, and I receive the free gift of salvation right now through the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I receive that grace upon my life for total forgiveness. And I receive eternal life in Jesus' name and blood and righteousness. I mean, you know, so I don't know who's out there. You may be a believer, but you know you're not living for God. You know, you're like, you feel all kind of condemned and everything because you've been doing all kinds of sins and doing stuff that you know in your heart it has separated you from God. All you have to do is confess your sin before him, get right, and he will forgive you of all of your unrighteousness. He wants to have a relationship with you. He's not mad at you. He just wants you to come back to him and then serve him for what he's done for you.
Amen.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, you know, that was a message for someone who needs it out there. So I pray that you receive that. And it was a blessing having you guys on Breaking News Journal today. And I'm just sorry that it was an urgent matter that we had to cover before we had you guys on. But we will have you on again. And, you know, I want to talk about, next time we're going to talk about your new show coming out. By then, you guys might have the title of it. But you guys are doing casting for it now, and it's exciting. Have you guys picked out the couples that you want, or do you want to say anything about that?
Well, we're very close to having, you know, a cast selected. I think right now we're focusing primarily on Caucasian, African-American relationships just because visually you can see the difference in the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
We are still looking for, like, African-American men married to Caucasian women. Here in Atlanta, for some reason, there's a plethora of African-American women and Caucasian men, and so we don't have any problems in those areas. Yeah, so we're just kind of looking and open, and, I mean, if you feel like you're somebody that can be outspoken and confident in who you are and not afraid to be transparent and kind of interested in reality and think you can do a little something on a show, then, you know, just contact us. I'd love to hear from you.
I will make sure that they get that information on how to reach you. Get in touch with Breaking News at BreakingNewsJournal.net, BreakingNews@BreakingNewsJournal.net, and I will make sure that we forward everything that you ask for over to Brian and Tara so that they can make a decision. You better be good because they're going to make me watching out to make sure you are.
They have to live in Atlanta. They have to live in Atlanta.
What do you say?
Oh, they have to live in Atlanta, though. That's the
prerequisite. Oh, yes, that's what I'm saying, Atlanta. They have to live in Atlanta. You guys have to live in Atlanta now. So, you know, you guys get your hats on. There are a lot of people out there in Atlanta that just don't know that the program is there. So you have to live in Atlanta and get some information over to us, and we'll get it over to Brian and Tara. Look, it's been an honor having you on the program today. I'll get this embedded code over to you as soon as the program loads up, and you guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you probably before Christmas.
God bless you.
God bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.